Hello, and welcome to another edition of Rev. Chris Gross's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by the Word of God. For more information on where this message was recorded at, please visit www.dzac.biz. Also, please feel free to leave a comment. Many blessings to you, and enjoy the message.
Are you ready to receive today?
Amen.
We're going to have I've asked Brother Jose to interpret for me. And today's a special sermon because before I God gave it to me to give, he excited me first with it. Because it's one of my favorite things of being in life. And I'm going to tell you the title right now. It's called Winner. I love being a winner. Do you like being a winner? I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell him, I am a winner. And the greatest part about it is even though sometimes we might not feel it, sometimes we might not even look it, God has chosen you to be a winner. Hallelujah. And right now, before we go into our sermon, I'm going to ask that we're going to pray right now, and we're going to ask God to show us exactly what he needs for us, why we came here today, and what he has in store for us. So lifting our hands. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I give you all the honor and glory. I thank you, Lord, for another day of life. I thank you for giving me breath and praise in my heart, Lord. And I ask that right now, as we come before you, Lord, that you may use me, Lord, with lips of clay as your servant, and you may give us an open heart with open minds, that we may receive you, Lord, in a powerful and impactful way, because I know you are doing something, Lord, because we believe, and it says that all we need to do is believe for things to happen. And I believe I came to the place where it says that my God can do the impossible as long as I believe it's possible. And I believe it today, Lord. And I just ask that we continue to give you praise. In your precious name I pray. Amen. I am going to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And if your neighbor does not have it, I'm going to ask that you may share with them. When you have it, say amen. Amen. And it reads as, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You may be seated, giving God all the glory.
Hebreos, capítulo 12, versículos 1 y 2 dice, por tanto, nosotros también, teniendo en derredor nuestro tan grande nube de testigos, despojémonos de todo peso y del pecado que nos asedia y corramos con paciencia la carrera que tenemos por delante. Versículo 2. Puestos los ojos en Jesús, el autor y consumador de la fe, el cual por el gozo puesto delante de él sufrió la cruz, menospreciando lo oprobio y se sentó a la diestra del trono de Dios.
The important part, if you sit there and you think of the title, the first thing you notice, that verse didn't specifically say, I'm a winner. It didn't.
Este versículo no especifica que somos ganadores de la carrera.
But I'm going to tell you where it says how you are a winner.
Pero vamos a explicarles cómo es que es ganador de la carrera.
See, the important part about this, it tells us, the book of Hebrews tells us, to run with endurance the race that is set before us.
Este capítulo nos dice, nos llama a correr la carrera con ganas, que nos despojemos de todo peso que nos estorba, que en serio corramos esta carrera.
Amen. And what the word endurance means is to continue at, to not be perfected, but to continue strongly.
dice que corramos con paciencia, dice que no paremos, pero que sigamos, no nos quizás nos sobrecalentemos, pero sino pacientemente sigamos paso a paso.
So when we read this verse and it says that we shall let us run the race with endurance that is set before us, looking to Jesus, God is telling us to finish the race looking to Jesus. Therefore you shall win.
El versículo 2 dice, puestos los ojos en Jesús, va a ganar la carrera si pone sus ojos en Jesús y nada más en Jesús.
Hallelujah. We are so blessed that God, the best part about it, God did not say we are all running the same race. He said the race that is set before you. Individually, if you look to Jesus, you will endure the race.
Esta carrera es usted y Cristo. Usted está en Cristo. Por eso todo lo puede, que Cristo lo fortalece. No es la carrera de su prójimo. Es su carrera y Dios le va a ayudar a usted a terminar.
And God put us all here for a reason. Because when he says, in the great cloud of witnesses, we all are the great cloud of witnesses. We are the saints called by God to be the cloud of witnesses for each other's race.
Y todos aquí somos testigos, como dice el versículo 1, dice, teniendo alrededor nuestro tan grande nube de testigos. Estos testigos animan y motivan y bendicen a sus atletas vecinos.
And the reason why he called all of us together, though we come from different backgrounds, is because of one key element, faith.
Y todos quizás venimos de diferentes pasados, diferentes nacionalidades, pero todos somos llamados a una fe por Cristo Jesús.
So if we say two or three are gathered in his name, he shall be in the midst of us. If a great cloud of witnesses come together in his name with faith, how powerful can God be?
Sabemos que Cristo está donde hay dos o tres congregados, pero si leemos aquí el versículo entendemos que si estamos enrededor de testigos, es una multitud ahí, imagínense la fe, el poder de Dios que hay ahí.
And the important is that the word faith, not the person's personality, not the person's reputation or what the person's material status is, faith.
Vemos que la clave aquí es la fe, no su nacionalidad, su carácter, sino que tengamos fe en Cristo. Es todo lo que necesitamos.
Because everything that we do, regardless if we have a lot or we have a little, your faith is what keeps you rich in whatever you do. So if you walk in there with faith, you are at any high status you want to be. So if you believe you're the son of a king and that you are a prince or a princess, you are what you believe you are. And God put you around the others because they are as you as well. And they know that royalty gets together, things happen.
Amen. Gloria a Dios. Por eso no importa si tiene poquito o a veces tiene mucho o a veces no tiene nada. Si tiene fe, está rico con Cristo, está bendecido. Por eso es que está aquí.
I treat you, brother. Hebrews 11, verse 10. One chapter before. I tricked him. I told him it was only going to be one chapter. It's only the only verse. 11:10. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. We, as the cloud of witnesses, the saints, our faith is that our designer and our builder for the kingdom that he has set before us because of his glory is all by God. Nothing else, no material, no money, no stature of where you are in the world. By faith in God, because God has our kingdom. Not the person next to us, not the person down the street, not the person at some car dealership or who's selling a house. Only God can build what we need in our lives.
Dice la palabra de Dios, porque esperaba la ciudad que tiene fundamentos, cuyo arquitecto y constructor es Dios. Esa es la iglesia ahora en día. Estos somos los cristianos. No estamos esperanzados al vecino o a mano humana, sino sabemos que nuestra esperanza, nuestro futuro, lo tiene Dios en sus manos, iglesia.
And I'm going to tell you, when you get in this nice pattern, when things are rolling your way, it's very easy to sit there and say, oh, I'm not even going to endure. I'm going to start running this race.
Es fácil decir que va a correr la carrera, en vez de como dice, pacientemente, si todo va bien, quiere correr, tiene ánimo.
But what God's talking about right here, when Paul's saying, is that it's not when you're at your highest point. It's when you're at your lowest point. When things aren't going your way. When you feel your body's just not cooperating. When you feel your bank account's just not going to exceed what you need to do. That's when God says you need to endure the race.
Por eso el apóstol Pablo dice que corramos con paciencia. Quizás cuando todo está bien está fácil, pero cuando está cansado, cuando está dolido, enfermo y no tiene quizás la cuenta de ahorros muy, muy elevada, ahí es donde Dios habla y dice, pacientemente sigue adelante, no pares.
And Hebrews 12:1 tells us, it says, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. He's telling you, get rid of it. Forget it. Let it go by your side. It does not belong to you. I have something much greater that you can use to endure the race.
Amen. Gloria a Dios. Por eso la segunda parte del versículo 1 dice, despojándonos de todo peso y del pecado. Necesita que dejar ese peso, esa sobrecarga inmunda. No le sirve porque Dios le quiere dar algo mejor, algo hermoso, algo santo. Pero debemos de despojarnos del estorbo.
And I'm going to tell you, sometimes it's so easy to get consumed with what's going on in our lives that those things, those problem situations, they weigh us down. And it's like carrying a big, heavy bag on your shoulders when you're walking. In the military, we're trying to carry 70 pounds. Well, take what that is and times it multiple times. And that's how the problems in our lives, the sins in our life build up on us. And it's hard to walk with so much weight. And what's happening is that God's telling us, get rid of it. Lose the baggage.
Dice nuestro hermano Chris que en el ejército están entrenados a cargar mochilas de 70 libras o más, ¿verdad? 30 kilos. Pero uno se entrena a cargar problemas, pero sabemos que tenemos un Dios bueno, santo, que nos bendice, que Él nos puede quitar esa carga si nosotros queremos despojarnos de ella.
Because sometimes it's those things that keep us from actually moving the next step forward in our race. Now you got to remember, it's not a race of how fast you can go. It's not a race of a certain direction or going a certain race car path. It's a race to go from A to wherever God has you going next. That is the race we are going to accomplish. And I say we are. Because I believe, I have faith that all of us together, we are going to finish the race that God has set for us.
Por eso la palabra aquí no es singular, dice que nos despojemos juntamente un cuerpo, todos juntos, unánimes. Por eso si dejamos estas cargas y se las entregamos a nuestro Dios y seguimos adelante, Dios nos va a llevar del punto A donde Él quiera que esté la iglesia de Cristo, unánimes.
And see, with God, we are not sinless. We all know we are made of sin, but with God, we are sinless. Because He takes away our baggage. He takes away those things that are trying to hold us back. So with Him, we have sin less. It's behind us.
Vemos aquí que si nos despojamos, no es que seamos sin pecado, tenemos pecado, pero si miramos a Cristo y pidemos, sabemos que Él nos hace limpios, Él nos hace libres, y Él nos permite seguir adelante.
So what God's telling us to do, you know what's going on in your life. He's telling you to look at it. Acknowledge it and leave it. Push it off to the side. Say, I does not belong to me. This situation is not mine. This situation is going to be done. Because imagine if it says, by the faith of a mustard seed, any mountain can move. So can you imagine when a 5'9" man has a faith that says that I can knock down any wall that sits before me? Imagine what God can do.
Hallelujah. Por eso sabemos que tenemos a Cristo de nuestro lado. Si dejamos esa carga, si dejamos ese yugo y lo hacemos un lado, sabemos que Cristo nos va a fortalecer, nos va a bendecir y nos va a motivar a seguir adelante y parar de batallar con esos problemas en el pasado.
Because it's all about finishing the race. I have an example. That's why you saw me running out right before. I have this little medal.
Esta medalla.
It's called Women Running Wild 5K. It was technically a race. It was a running race.
De un maratón de 5 kilómetros.
And when I went that day to go, there was a lot of men and a lot of women who were ready to go running.
Había muchos hombres y mujeres en esta carrera que estaban listos para correr.
Some of them were great athletic shape. Some of them were like me. I ran that race bigger than I am now.
Había muchos atletas en un buen estado físico y personas no tan físicos.
And that's why they gave me this medal, because it's running wild, because I wasn't running, I was just running wild.
Y me dieron esta medalla por correr salvajemente, pero corrí, por eso la medalla es correr salvaje.
But the important part about this is that when I started off, there were men in great shape who were ahead of me, and they took off.
Había hombres que estaban en un buen estado físico y ellos al sonar el timbre, la campana, salieron corriendo.
I mean, it took off fast.
Rápido.
I mean, when I was at the quarter way mark, I was like, man, I thought I was going pretty good. Those guys are already on the halfway part going back.
Cuando yo estaba al cuarto de milla, ellos ya iban a media milla y ya iban regresando el curso otra vez, la carrera.
And I got to one point, I was about 3/4 of the way done. And I'm running, literally like this, because it wasn't going too fast. And all of a sudden you hear, like, you know, clang, clang. And I was like, I look back. There's a 79-year-old guy who just got his second knee inputted in, who's catching up to me.
Llegué a 3/4 de la carrera y había un hombre de 70 años de edad que ya tenía la segunda rodilla nueva de no sé de qué material, ¿verdad? Pero ahí iba haciendo ruidito y ahí iba detrás de mí.
And this guy, 55 years older than what I was at the time,
55 años más mayor que nuestro hermano Chris,
wants to help me, so he wants to be my running partner to help pace me.
Él me quiere ayudar para motivarme, quiere correr junto al lado de mí para ayudarme.
So we finally go around the last bend, and you see me, this big guy, just really big and barely moving, and you have an older guy, 79 years old, running, his knees clang, 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 clang. Two replacement knees, and he's all happy.
Y ahí va nuestro hermano Chris, y este hombre, contentos de la vida, nuestro hermano Chris, ahí la lleva.
And I crossed the finish line.
Y cruza la meta, cruzan la meta.
Eventually.
Al final.
I mean, I went online, I looked at the times, I think there was like 95 people around, I think I came in like 93rd place.
Había 95 personas y terminó nuestro hermano en el lugar 93.
But they gave me a medal.
Pero le dieron esta medalla.
And the medal stays important to me because this medal reminds me of what God's showing me here.
Esta medalla le recuerda de la importancia de esta escritura, de la carrera.
And I'm going to show Brother Jose so that way you guys think. It says finisher. Because I finished.
Dice que terminó.
And the important part about it is just like what God's telling us to do. It didn't matter how fast I ran it. Didn't matter how I ran it. Didn't matter who I ran it with. It was a fact that I did my best to finish and I crossed the line.
Y así como dice la palabra de Dios, no importa cómo corrió, con quién corrió, en dónde corrió, lo importante es que terminó la carrera, como dice la palabra de Dios.
And the difference between that run and the run we do in life, God gave us a medal from birth. That medal was his word. And then he gave us salvation to even give us a bigger boost.
Y aquí vemos la medalla que Cristo nos ha dado, la palabra de Dios de nuestro nacimiento. Tenemos la guía para correr la carrera.
Because the most important part was not the fact of how I was going to run it or my strategic plan that I thought I was going to run this race.
Lo más importante no era la estrategia o el plan para correr esta carrera.
Because just like my mindset was for the race, a lot of us had the mindset for our life. And that was, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go that way, and then when I get in this freeway, I'm going to go really fast, and no one's going to catch me.
Porque nuestra mentalidad quizás día a día es voy a hacer esto, voy a hacer aquello, sin tomar en cuenta la voluntad de Dios.
And of course, by the time I got into the race, my race plan went down the drain.
Y al entrar a la carrera cambia el plan, cambia la estrategia.
And because the most discouraging part was that when I was running, we read it to the part to where my shadow beat me the entire time. I even my shadow was faster than I was.
Y cuando nuestros hermanos Chris corrían esta carrera, hasta la sombra le ganaba. Estaba de modo de que el sol le levantaba la sombra hacia enfrente.
It's true. But regardless, I still kept going.
Pero no importa la situación, seguía corriendo.
Being
adelante.
Discouraged that I wasn't as athletically shaped as everybody else was.
Desanimado quizás porque no estaba en el físico como los demás atletas.
The fact I was in Palm Springs in like 100 degree weather.
Y en el desierto, en Palm Springs,
that was key.
En 100 y feria de grados de temperatura.
The fact that when I was coming on what I thought was my final bend, I had a man with two new knees come up to me, 79 years old, 3/4, like, triple my age, comes up to me and is catching me and telling me, I'm going to help you pace yourself.
Y además este hombre mayor con dos rodillas nuevas, queriéndome motivar y ayudándome.
The fact that when I was coming to the finish line, people were stopping looking at the people who were finishing. They were already getting ready to go drink their water and go off another place.
Y luego los que ya habían terminado la carrera nos estaban mirando a nosotros.
But it taught me a key thing.
Pero la clave.
Just like my Christian walk.
Así como el camino del cristiano.
Even when I was coming up to the finish line, it didn't matter who was sitting there watching me, waiting for me to come.
No importa quién está ahí en la meta.
It was the fact that I kept moving and I kept moving, and my reward was at the end.
Y la recompensa está hacia el fin, está en la meta. No importa quién esté ahí o cómo llegue, quién lo esté mirando, ahí está la meta.
This will eventually fade away. It'll dissolve.
Esta medalla se va a desgastar, se va a acabar.
Some might wash it and go in a garbage disposal.
Se puede
There's
lavar.
A lot of things that's going to happen to it, but this will last forever. Because it doesn't matter how you interpret it. It doesn't matter what kind of writing language it is. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Gloria a Dios. Sabemos que lo terrenal se puede acabar, pero la palabra de Dios nunca se terminará.
And now, I'm going to give you the secret tip to endure the race in the best fashion possible.
Y ahora se les va a dar la clave para ganar la carrera en la mejor manera posible.
Just like the Bible said, Hebrews 12:1, looking to Jesus.
Debemos de mirar a Cristo, como dice la palabra de Dios.
Didn't say other things. It said looking to Jesus.
Dice mirar a Cristo, el autor de nuestra fe.
And then it starts giving him titles to make sure we understand who Jesus is. The founder and perfecter of our faith.
Vemos los títulos que tiene Cristo aquí, el autor y consumador de nuestra fe.
So if we need faith to finish the race, to endure the race, and if it says to look to the person who has perfected it, how much more stronger are we going to be?
Y así vamos a ver que Dios va a suplir nuestras fuerzas, porque estamos mirando a nuestro Dios, nuestro perfecto autor, creador, doctor, abogado. Vemos, y eso es lo que nos motiva, nos alienta a seguir adelante.
Because I'll tell you, there's going to be some of us who are going to reach tremendous heights. Because God's going to put you in all kinds of places in this world. But I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't matter where you go and what you've done. The only finish line is Jesus.
No importa qué tan alto ascienda o qué metas alcance. Debe de saber que Cristo está en la meta. Cristo lo está esperando. No importa cómo llegue. Pero ahí está Cristo cuando usted termine.
And Paul wrote, regardless of what the race took to endure. Because we read the ministries and the books of that Paul wrote. He went through a lot to endure that race.
Sabemos que el apóstol Pablo sufrió mucho para terminar la carrera.
But he wrote, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He was telling us the joy that was set before him. Jesus endured it for us with joy. He took the pain and punishment for joy. Paul knew what he was going to do. Might have been taking some pain and punishment, but he who took it first did it with joy. He took the nails in his cross. He took our sin and shame upon the cross. He bled so we can be free with joy.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sabemos que Cristo sufrió, pero siguió adelante. Sufrió la cruz, pero tenía gozo. Por salvarnos, así el apóstol Pablo vio ese gozo y sufrió, pero siguió evangelizando. Así nosotros también sufrimos, pero seguimos adelante, no solo por nosotros, sino por los demás, porque sabemos que Cristo nos espera.
Can you say the word joy?
Pueden decir la palabra gozo.
Joy. Because joy is what God did for us. And if we look at God and our perfecter of faith who took joy with everything he did, how much greater and happier can we be that we get to praise wherever we want, that we have the freedom to go home with our families and go do whatever God provided for us and not have to worry about someone who wants to beat us and mock us and spit on us and declaim us because of our faith.
Por eso es que venimos a alabar y glorificar a Dios, porque tenemos ese gozo, así como Cristo tuvo gozo, tiene gozo. El apóstol Pablo tuvo gozo, nosotros también tenemos gozo, porque sabemos que estamos en Cristo Jesús, estamos salvos, estamos en la voluntad de Dios, por eso no nos preocupamos.
And I want to tell you, looking to Jesus was the only answer. Look at every example of the Bible. Every one that God gave to us, none of them that went through a hard time walked around like it was nothing. They endured the pain. They knew, they felt pain because they were human. But what did they do to get the strength?
Sabe?
I need you. Lord, give me the strength, because I cannot do it without you. It all started Amen. Coming Thank down Jesus. On your knees, getting one-on-one with God, and letting Him take care of that situation so that you don't have to worry about it when you're walking that race. So you don't have to worry about a wall blinding you where your path is going. He wants to give you forward eyes.
Por eso vemos cómo permanecer en la carrera, como dice nuestro hermano Chris, orar en sinceridad, pedirle a Dios que nos dé las fuerzas, que nos ayude a seguir adelante. Así es como nos indica la Biblia y así es como lo hace fortaleza divina. Por eso permanece la iglesia hacia adelante.
So if you came today believing that we serve the Almighty God and His name is Jesus, all you have to do is when you walk into the church and say, I'm going through something right now. Jesus, be with me. Financial problem, be gone. Healing sickness, be gone. I am healed. I have victory and I declare it because Jesus is my God.
Por eso cuando esté corriendo la carrera y entre en la iglesia y tenga una situación, un problema, al entrar a la casa de Dios, al santuario, usted va a mirar al autor y consumador de la fe y va a ser problema, situación, lo que sea, sal fuera en el glorioso nombre de Jesucristo, porque en Él está la victoria.
So let me tell you something. If you're one of them believers, I want you to look at someone and say, I am a winner. I will endure.
Y si usted es un cristiano con fe, dígale a su vecino, yo voy a permanecer, voy a ganar la carrera.
Because the devil's a liar. It don't matter what he tries to throw at you. As long as you have God by your side, nothing will come against you. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper.
Porque sabemos que Satanás, el enemigo, es un mentiroso y está vencido. Así que por eso seguimos adelante y nos gozamos.
So I don't know what you came here looking for today. But I know God's telling you something today that does not matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter what you thought might have been blocking you. He has an answer for you. He has the victory for you. All you have to do is declare it and say, I'm ready to endure. I'm ready to stand up and fight because I know the God I serve.
Por eso sabemos, iglesia, que han venido no por un servicio común, regular, o por tradición, no. Han venido porque están corriendo la carrera y hay una necesidad de recargar esas fuerzas. Así que pidan con fe porque Cristo es el que suple nuestras necesidades.
And when I say it doesn't matter how fast you run the race, I'm talking about you don't have to be just a pastor. You don't have to just be a minister or a praise teamer. All you have to be is that faithful little lamb that wants to come and say, I believe, I believe. I'm going to get excited because I know Jesus is with me. I'm going to praise God because I don't care who's around. That's what I need. And I will not need to finish that race at a fast pace. I will finish the way God has set forth before me.
Y sabemos que no tiene que ser pastor o ministro o esposa de ministro. Puede ser un corderito que sigue adelante, sigue marchando y va a ganar esa carrera. La va a terminar a su paso como Dios le dé entender. Eso es lo hermoso de nuestro Dios. Él nos conoce, Él sabe nuestras necesidades. Por eso es que sigamos adelante.
All we need to do, call upon Jesus. You now know the secret tip that will help you endure the race.
Esta es la clave especial, solo inclinarse sinceramente a la presencia de Dios y pedir ayuda, pedir que Dios lo ayude, que Dios lo ampare, que Dios lo fortalezca para que siga adelante.
I want to ask that you may stand right now as we're going to come to our conclusion.
Para concluir.
And I want you to keep the key element in your mind.
No
se les olvide. It doesn't matter how fast you run the race.
No importa qué tan rápido corra la carrera.
What matters is that you finish.
Lo importante es que termine.
And believe that does not matter what's in your way. I will finish the race.
Y no importa qué estorbo, qué tropiezo, usted tiene que creer que va a terminar esa carrera.
I'm not going to detour, I'm not going to lose focus because God has me looking ahead. He wants me to walk this way, so I'm not going to worry about what's on the left, what's on the right, and what's behind me. I am going to walk with faith and I'm going to believe, hallelujah.
Porque no se va a ir a la izquierda, no se va a ir a la derecha, sino en la fe va a seguir hacia adelante donde Cristo quiere que vaya.
Right now, I'm going to open the altar. And I want those believers who know that they're going to endure the race. I want those believers that say, I'm ready to move my next step because nothing's going to hold me back. I'm going to invite you to the altar. And I'm going to ask that we praise God together. We tell God together that Divine Strength Apostolic Center, we are going to endure the race. That we are blessed. We are highly favored. And most importantly, God is protecting us. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us again for another edition of Rev. Chris Gross's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by the Word of God. For more information on the location and recording of this message, please visit www.dsec.biz. And again, we thank you to our sponsors for your contributions and your continuous support. Continue to pray for us that God may use us in a mighty way. Many blessings to you, and until next time.